This is first episode of Sysadminist Trivia. We wanted to take the time and introduce ourselves, since we'll be on this fantastic journey with you all for who knows how long, hopefully quite a long time. My name is Brent Sainer. The other voice you'll commonly hear is Jonathan DeMasi?
You know, it really depends. There's a discrepancy even within the family. So I say DeMasi, but the older generations, they say DeMasi.
DeMasi?
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure if you go to Italy, it's probably like DeMasi is closest, I'd say.
Why do you say DeMasi?
I don't really know. Like, my dad says that, and my grandma says that, but my grandpa, who obviously is like one of the originals, if you will, he says DeMasi, so I think my grandma just kind of wanted to fuck with people.
Good enough. I am 29 years old. How old are you, Jathan? I can never remember.
I just turned 21. How could you forget?
Just turned 21?
Yeah, oh, that's right. I went to New Orleans.
That's a great place to turn 21.
It was an awful place to turn 21. It smells like urine everywhere.
It does. You get used to it very quickly. I lived in New Orleans for 3 years. So 2 years.
I don't even think I could. I mean, especially after witnessing the pre-Mardi Gras parade that was going on and everyone's running around with penises strapped to their heads.
No, you were down there at a bad time. You got to go down like when it's not hot, not cold. You got to go down when it's like right around May or June.
So are the penises seasonal?
No. Well, sort of. I mean, to a certain extent, you'll see them year round, you know, but you won't really occur them with the kind of regular occurrence that you do.
Fair enough. All right. Well, I mean, right. The weather was great over there. I couldn't complain about that.
Yeah, I mean, it's certainly fantastic. It's, I don't know how cold it is out there in Colorado. Here it is, I think it's somewhere around, like, negative 20 with wind chill right now.
Yeah, well, it's been around, like, 55, 60 during the day. Actually, the last, like, 24 hours was the first snow we've had in weeks.
How's it warmer there than here? You guys have mountains.
Yeah, that's actually why it's warmer, because the mountains are just west of Boulder. That's where I live, for the record. And so a lot of the snow and weather doesn't actually make it over the mountains. No, I said that wrong. We're just east of the mountains.
Oh, okay, got it. Is it the opposite of the sun? You know, it rises in the west and sets in the east?
Yeah, go with that.
Okay.
But, I mean, you get the idea. The wind blows from west to east. The mountains are west of us here in Boulder. So the weather hits the mountains, does not make it over. And that's where I'm leaving that.
Okay. See, I would think that's like a giant wind trap, though.
No. We do get a lot of wind, but it's mostly because the temperature changes. Because during the day, it'll be like 50 or 55, and then at night, it still drops down to like 20.
Negative 20?
No, just 20.
Why? See, I still don't know why it's colder here, then.
You know,
it's like negative 20 outside right now with wind chills. It's
you have an ocean not that far away.
Yeah, I guess that would do it. Doesn't make me happy, though.
You know, you could move to Boulder.
I couldn't.
There's plenty of jobs here.
I could, you know, but I also telecommute, so which actually is a nice little segue. As I said, I'm 29 years old. I've been using Linux, I guess, as a hobby since I was around 16. I got my first job working with Linux as a sysadmin when I was 19, I think. Which was nearly 10 years ago.
Yeah, I'm learning about you right now. I didn't know all this.
Yeah, that's true. We've known each other for, I don't know, 8 years, 7 years?
Something like that. I mean,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't really talk about myself all that much, though, so it's kind of a strange shift. I live in North Philadelphia, been seeing a girl for 6 months out here. I work for a company called Foxy Proxy. We've been in Forbes and all that bullshit, but we're still a pretty small company. We know each other by first name and everything, so that's nice. You know, I'm not really a fan of the big companies. They serve their purpose, you know, and I'm sure not everybody feels the same way as I do, but you know, it seems to be that they're more trouble than they're worth. So as I mentioned, I telecommute, which is nice. You know, I can work from anywhere. That's quite different than you know, what do they call it when they cold call? What is that? Telemarketing. Everybody thinks I'm a telemarketer. I'm not a telemarketer. I'm a telecommuter, which basically just means that my office is over the internet. My official title is network engineer, but I mean, I wear so many hats at that place. I mean, I'm DevOps. I'm a systems administrator, systems engineer, systems architect, network architect, you know, VPN engineer. I kind of just run the gamut because we're so small, you know, but day-to-day stuff, it's generally a lot of just maintenance and helping the devs out. I play the banjo, which I believe Jonathan already knew.
Did you know
I play the didgeridoo?
No, but you come across as a circular breather for sure.
He probably says that because I have dreadlocks, so we'll throw some photos up on the site. What about you, Jathan?
Well, I am a student at the University of Colorado in Boulder. I'm a junior this year. I'm actually studying molecular, cellular, and developmental biology.
Which sounds like a mistake.
I don't want to say it's a mistake. In high school, I had it in my head that I wanted to do something kind of prestigious, and I can pretty readily admit at this point that I chose my major based on some level of prestige as opposed to like, oh, I love this. That's not to say that I don't love biology, because it is really interesting. But when it came time to actually start doing research, which is what I thought I wanted to do, I learned pretty quickly that it wasn't for me. And mm-hmm. right around the same time, I took a job as a junior sysadmin at a research facility here on campus. It's called the BioFrontiers Institute. And I pretty much learned that supporting the people that do research is as important as doing the research. And so I felt that I could still really make a difference.
If not more painful.
Well, yeah. I mean, I've been using Linux probably since I was in fourth or fifth grade. I mean, back then I did projects for my enrichment class, and I modified a live CD of Nopix to basically cater to elementary school students and programs that would benefit them. And that was pretty much my first dabbling, and from there it just took off. And I always told myself I would never be able to make a career out of it sitting at a desk all day, but once I actually started to do it, I pretty much fell in love with it. So, as a junior sysadmin, I have a lot more autonomy than I thought I ever would. I do a lot of config management using Puppet. I've installed monitoring software like Xenos and Nagios. I've gotten into hardware a little bit, but probably not as extensively as you may have at some of your past endeavors. I'm not really sure, though.
The most I was there with was I was a rack monkey for a little bit, but you know, I haven't had a lot of work with hardware.
Yeah, I mean, there's people above me that take care of most of that stuff, and since I'm only part-time, I'm just not there as much when a hard drive fails or whatever else.
Mm-hmm.
What else? It's kind of cool. Working at a collaborative research facility, a lot of times I get to interact with people a lot more than I thought I actually would. So I'll get a PI of a lab that'll email us and say, hey, I've got this problem, and I've got this software that I think might work, but you know, maybe not. And so we can sit down with them and kind of evaluate, you know, what are you trying to accomplish and what does this program do, and try to bridge that gap. And having a background in biology myself actually really helps with that communication. And so in that regard, I'm kind of the front line. I'm like the first person that they come talk to about their needs because I can translate a little bit. So, yeah, that's my background. I've only actually been working as a systems administrator for, what, 6 months now.
So, really? That's short. I thought it's been like a year and a half or something.
Yeah, well, I've done kind of projects on and off for other smaller companies and stuff. I set up VPN services before and plenty of web server and web applications and stuff like that.
You did a little bit of web development at one point, right? Or am I thinking of, what's his name?
Yeah, the guy. You could be thinking of Mutant Turkey.
Yeah, I think that's what I'm thinking.
Or you
of.
Could be thinking way back to Irishman Luke, if you remember that name.
I remember that name. I've been trying to forget that name. There's not enough whiskey in the world to forget that name.
I have done some web development on and off. I had a certification in C# for a while, and I also... But we're not going to talk about Alex at all, but... and I also... delved into the PHP world for actually a good couple of years, and I did some custom CMS stuff.
Mm.
That's pretty much me.
What custom CMS? What, like theming or?
I have done custom plugins and theming for WordPress, but back in the day, I actually had my own CMS that was running on Smucking Fart. If you remember that,
I remember Smucking Fart.
Yeah.
Do you still have that registered?
I don't even know. I think I might. I think that's one of them that I kept.
I hope you do, because when this goes out, you know, you might not anymore if you don't already.
I'll have to just get it when we're done in 30 minutes.
There you go. I was going to say something that just utterly escaped me.
I'll just ask you a question.
Okay.
What do you do when you're not sitting on the computer? I mean, you mentioned the banjo, you mentioned the didgeridoo.
Yeah, I don't really play those as much anymore. You know, it's kind of an off and off, on, off, on, mostly off. I mean, if it's the summer, I'll play them a little bit. But I mean, most of my free time is, I've been working on, like, setting up a public game server for a bunch of legacy games. So like Unreal Gold and Unreal Tournament 1999 Game of the Year Edition.
That's the best one, I'm telling you.
Yeah, I mean, after that, they just steadily decline. Unreal Tournament 2004, I think, was okay, you know, but compared to 99, it was, you know, it just pales in comparison. And you ever get the chance, play Unreal Gold Deathmatch, because, like, Unreal Gold Deathmatch is just... Like, yeah, Unreal Tournament was supposed to be more extreme and everything, but it seems to move a little bit too slowly for me. And what other games have I been wanting to set up on that server? Quake World? Which is basically Quake, but like the coding's done with a little bit of modification, so it moves a lot faster, you know.
Okay, that's fair.
That's where like bunny hopping was invented, you know. it's a very fast paced game. Warsaw. I keep wanting to say Warsaw, you know. Because that's definitely not what it is, though. And Zonotic are two games I wanted to add. Doom 1 and Doom 2. I think there's a couple others that I'm blanking on right now. But yeah, like, with the exception of, like, Warsaw and Zonotic... Everything else was, like, from, like, you know, like, 1992, I think, was the earliest one, up until, like, 1999 was when the last of those came out, and it was just the golden age of gaming, you know? Like, we've got a lot of, I don't know, just games that all play the same now. You know, like, there's, like, so many Call of Duties, and, they're all Call of Duties to me at this point. You know, like, it just seems like it's all, like, ever since Counter-Strike, everything's just super realistic, and...
Yeah, that's true. Counter-Strike was pretty revolutionary in that sense.
Yeah, but, I mean, it wasn't revolutionary in a good way. It was just, like... It born a formula, you know? It gave birth to this formula that, like, it's just game makers are just so afraid to deviate from, you know? And that's really frustrating.
Why I like indie games at this point, because they kind of press the limits a little bit.
Yeah, indie games are pretty cool.
You know, things like Fez, especially.
Fez?
Yeah, you've never heard of Fez?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, well, you have to look it up later.
let me write it down. F-E-Z is in the hat?
Yep.
Okay. That sounds... Was there supposed to be, like, a sequel and then the designer quit or something?
You know, I'm not sure. It's all in Indie Game the Movie, if you've seen that.
Oh, no, I haven't seen that either.
It's on Netflix. You should watch that, too.
Okay. Indie Game the Movie.
Indie Game the Movie.
Fantastic. What were we talking about? We were talking about our life outside of the computer.
Well, I asked you about that, and then you just talked about more computer shit. So.
I mean, that's... I joke, but, like, that's pretty much it. Like, I spend a lot of my time on the computer. I do like camping, but it's, like... You know, it's very cold, so I haven't been able to do much of that. I don't know, like, I feel like I'm too old to enjoy other things, you know? I don't
29.
Like, I know, it's bad. I'm already, like, oh, I feel like I'm 45. Like, I don't want to really go to shows anymore, because I'm just like, meh, I don't have the energy, you know? I don't want to go out to the movies, cause I'm like, meh, I can't justify paying that much, you know?
Like, yeah, I guess that's pretty valid. I've always felt like somewhat of an old soul. I mean, now that I'm 21, I feel like I've hit all my milestones that are important. I can go to the bar and sit down and have a drink.
No, I mean, there's always milestones. Like, your next one, I think, is going to be at 25. 25 is when I started getting my shit together. That was when I finally said, like, I got to the point where I'm like, okay, now I'm an adult, and, like, I really need to act like one, you know? I need to make sure I'm, like, self-sufficient. Like, when I turned 25, that's when it really sunk in. Before that, you know, I was, like, living alone and, you know, living with friends and everything. But once I hit 25, I was like, okay, like, I need to make sure, like, I need to be intentional about this, you know?
Fair enough.
And then I don't know whoever decided this, but apparently after that, 30 is the next milestone. And that's when you officially become an adult and or just kind of go downhill after that. So I'm just really excited about that.
Yeah, you'll start deteriorating. It's okay.
Start? I think I've already started. But no, I mean, I jest. It is kind of really disconcerting that I can't pull all-nighters like I used to be able to. I used to go, like, maybe 3 or 4 hours of sleep for, like, 2 days straight. And I was fine. You know, I could totally do that. And now I can do that maybe once a month. And I have to get a nap the next day. Or I will be, like... Hellspawn, you know, I'll just be so grumpy. So I don't know, man, I'm getting old. I feel it.
Yeah, well, you know. Well, I guess since we ended up talking about video games anyway, I may as well throw it out there. I used to be pretty avid video gamer. I played a lot of World of Warcraft back in the day. I was on a Battlefield kick for a long time. Since I started school, I like to pretend that I'm busier, so I don't play games as much. I spend more time socializing than I did in high school, at least with real people face to face. So about all I play now is League of Legends, which if anyone wants to look me up, my name's Jathan, J-T-H-A-N.
Which is what you really... pretty much use for everything.
Well, you know, gotta be consistent.
That's true.
What else? I played bass in high school, electric bass. I don't have my bass out in Colorado, but I have a mandolin here that I occasionally dabble with. But it's kind of like you and your banjo. It's more off than it is on.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's hard to sit down and commit to that every day. Things come up and it's just hard to be regular. I mean, the weather here obviously is beautiful all the time, so I spend a lot of time out on my bike. The Flatirons aren't too far from here. It's pretty easy to go for a hike on a Saturday morning. I don't know. What else? I lead a pretty boring life, actually.
Yeah, so do I. I was getting kind of depressed. You were like, well, what do you do outside the computer? I'm like, nothing. I don't really do anything.
I guess my other big thing is I collect fountain pens, which is only kind of a recent thing in the last, like, year and a half. But, I find a lot of joy in watching fountain pen reviews on YouTube, which sounds incredibly boring, probably.
Dude, I watch Let's Plays all day long, so I'm totally with you on that.
Oh, there's this one guy, his name's Steven Brown, he's from the Netherlands, and there's just something about his personality, it's like I'm living vicariously through him in his, you know, $600 pens.
How do you justify... How? Is it made of, like, gold?
Well, the nib is made of gold. And that's largely,
like,
actually...
That's like a thin blade of metal, though, right?
Yeah, but, I mean, the price of gold has gone up so much in the last couple of years.
Yeah, maybe.
I mean, my most expensive pen actually only has a stainless steel nib, and it's still $160.
That is... I don't understand that. Like, I can't, like... It's a pen.
I guess. I mean, it's worth noting that I walk around with pen and paper all day. I mean, yes, I spend a considerable amount of time on the computer, but especially since I started actually working on a computer, literally at work, for me to come home at the end of the night and sit down with, like, a pen and a pad of paper and just write for a little while, whatever comes to mind, has been very therapeutic for me. And it's a good way for me, at least, to come down and turn my phone off before bed and take, you know, 30 or 45 minutes not staring at a backlit screen. They fall asleep.
I think I just muted you for a little bit. Sorry. I think...
Thanks a lot.
It was a totally accident.
You missed everything that I said, and now you're not going to know.
No, I will, because it's on your recording, and we're going to split track it.
Now they know our secret, too.
I don't think it's that big of a secret.
Yeah, I guess actually it could be worth saying we're using Mumble right now to communicate with each other. And we're both recording separately, so hopefully I have my own quality audio, and Brent has his own quality audio, and we're going to combine those to make some extremely high quality audio that includes both of us.
I don't know about, like, extremely high quality. Like,
it's going to be extremely high quality.
No,
if you think that it's not, you just stop listening.
It can't be above whatever we recorded at. So, like, yeah, we're recording it in FLAC, but, like, it's not like we can't somehow remove, like, the noise without making it a little bit more lossy.
It's true. So, all right, well, we'll see what happens. And, of course,
our fingers are
open to any feedback you may have about audio quality and the like. And if anybody knows a better way to do this that we're not aware of, by all means.
I keep doing that. I am so sorry. I just
muted you. Yeah, I know. I'm watching you do that. Why'd you do that?
I'm trying to right-click you and, like, you know, make sure you're added and everything. But it's just, like, my mouse is just like, nope, I'm not going to let you do that. I'm just going to, like,
kick you out.
I'm just going to let up on, I own the channel. Good luck with that. But, like,
it's in the menu. It says kick.
I can block you, though.
That would be the end of the podcast.
I have, well, yeah, that would be the end. I mean, I have root on the server this is on, so it's not really going to be that big of a deal. that's like that old joke, you know, like one guy like pokes the one guy, and then he like the other guy smacks him back. He gets punched, and it just keeps escalating. Like the next is like a stab, and then it's like a gunshot, and then like shot with a rifle, and then shot with a cannon, and then like blown up with like TNT, and then there's like a carpet bombing, like, and it just keeps escalating and escalating and escalating. I feel like that's what it would turn into.
All right.
not saying that we would engage in that like directly. You know, but you know what I mean? Like, I think it was in like one of the old Looney Tunes or something. You know, never saw that? You have no idea what I'm talking about.
No. Maybe you're dating yourself. I don't know. Maybe we should stop.
Maybe. That's so disappointing.
Yeah.
As if I didn't need to feel like I was on already.
Well, anyway. Next topic. So, our goal, ideally, is to release this on a bi-weekly basis, so you're looking at like 2 episodes a month, and we have a pretty solid topic list put together of things that we'd really like to talk about. But again, if you guys have anything that you'd like to hear us talk about, or yeah, pretty much that, by all means feel free to contact us, and I'm guessing if you found the podcast you can probably find our contact information as well.
Yeah, we can put it up on the site.
Yeah.
Is that it? Is that all you had for that?
I mean, I don't know if you want to add anything. We haven't really picked a definite day between whether we want to release on a Friday or a Monday. But I think we're leaning towards Friday for our releases.
Yeah, I'm feeling Friday, you know. I don't want to stress people out, like they're already stressed out. And like
they're gonna have to wake up on Monday morning, and they're gonna be on the website just pressing F5 repeatedly.
No, not like that. But I mean, like, I feel like I can see myself getting into some really like just nasty rants, you know. And
so
I don't
want to ruin their week.
Yeah, like I don't want to.
So you should drink a glass of whiskey or something before you listen.
I don't have any whiskey, and it's too cold to go out and get. They're
I'm not talking to you. I'm talking about everybody that's gonna have to listen to you.
They should give me their whiskey.
Well, you can sponsor us by sending us alcohol. That's okay, too.
You can sponsor us by sending me whiskey. There you go. I will gladly accept that. That is fantastic. Yeah, and like you said, you know, we're going to be trying to release a new episode every other week. So bi-weekly in that sense, not like 2 times a week, because that would be insane. Could you imagine trying to do this 2 times a week?
Well, considering it took us like a week to record the first one, probably not.
Because, well, we've been planning this for like a long time. I checked some of the timestamps on the stuff when I was updating it today on the Mumble server, and it's like October 17th. maybe August, you know. So like it goes back quite a fair bit. It's today's currently February 17th now at 3:01 in the morning Eastern Standard. You're what's Colorado Central? Are you guys
mountain?
Yeah, it's like a redheaded stepchild of the time zones in the U.S.
Well, whenever, I'm 2 hours behind you, and that's okay, because you're awake at 3 o'clock, and I'm only awake at 1 o'clock.
That's very true. So we're both very tired. It was a stupid idea to do this late, especially for the first episode. Like, nobody's going to listen.
Okay.
They're going to be like, what are these bozos talking about?
We also have an IRC channel if you'd like to join these bozos.
Right, That's a good idea. It is sysadministrivia on Freenode. I'll have the information posted on the site as well. I need to do that. I need to listen through. I mean, I had to listen through this anyways to do posts. But like,
that's gonna be the best part for you.
Oh, I'm gonna have to listen through this like 3 times. I'm not looking forward to that. 3 times, like each time, like, oh, I gotta do that. I forgot to do that. I gotta do that for the website, you know. And all the while, still trying to like edit it and like clean up background noises and stuff, which I definitely don't know how to do. By the way, like, I'm not a sound engineer, so I'm like, let's try clicking this filter, you know? I sound like a robot. That's awesome.
I mean, I guess if we wanted, we could probably find somebody that knows how to do that.
Oh, yeah, but, like, I don't know about you, but I wouldn't, like, I wouldn't sysadmin to someone for free. So, like, why would someone do sound engineering for us for free? You know?
Because we're awesome.
You know, that's inarguable, but I'm going to go a little bit of a different direction with that and saying they still want their money. Have you ever seen the... he's like some guy... He had a talk posted to Google Video. Yes, Google Video before they actually like incorporated YouTube. I think it was called Fuck You, Pay Me.
Haven't seen that one either.
Oh, it's this guy's like he works like as part of and you know like owns a like designing firm. And like he's giving this talk to like all these like young designers, like guys like fresh out of the gate, guys and girls, excuse me, you know, like fresh out of the gate, you know, like they like just got out of college and they're like looking for their steady gig, which is a graphic designer, kind of strikes me as not all that common, but you know, whatever, like do your own thing. I'm all about it. Rock the free world. But like he goes on and on, like he's like he talks about you know, like you never ever do your work for free. Because that just shows that like you don't view value in it. Like if I'll do like laptop repair and stuff for free, because I'm like I'm not at the end of the day I'm not a repair technician. I know how to do a lot of shit. Like I can do data recovery no problem and all that other stuff, but like it's not my bread and butter and it's not what I enjoy and it's not what I spend the time to better myself with, you know? So like I'm not gonna charge for that. Like system administration and engineering and stuff, that stuff I put a lot of extra time into and a lot of energy into and a lot of effort into, so I expect to be paid for that, you know? And that's I can see a sound engineer having the exact same position as that. And if they don't, I think they should.
All right, well, I guess that's fair. I have a hard time saying no to, like, worthy causes, or what I deem a worthy cause, at least.
Oh. See, I don't. I definitely don't.
Obviously
not.
I don't
at all. Maybe I should feel bad about that, but I definitely don't.
You know, you didn't even mention Project Free in all of this.
Yeah, you know what? I think it's dead. And
really?
It pains me to say that. Oh, sorry. It pains me to say that. But like Jim, I keep wanting to call him Jedi JF because that's how
I
know.
Me too. It's so much.
I know. No, it's like 3 syllables instead of just one.
Yeah, but Jim, you really have to think about like.
He doesn't seem like a Jim anymore. He seems like a Jedi JF. Or like a Yoda van, you know? But,
can we do an entire episode about the Yoda
van? Oh my gosh, we totally could.
He'll probably get arrested.
No, I mean, as long as he doesn't give his license plate, you know?
Okay, well, we'll seek his, prior approval before we hijack his van.
No, we won't even, like, what, you mean, like, record it from the van?
I mean, that'd be bonus points, but... I feel like you could give like an insider perspective. Like, it's my first time in the Yoda van, and this is what I'm seeing.
Actually,
oh, is it awesome?
Only once, but no, he didn't. It was you know back when he was like getting super into ham radio, so it was like he didn't have the laptop rig hooked up. He had his radio rig hooked up. And I'm like, yeah, this is cool, I guess, but I got, like, a CB in my Jeep, and I don't really see the difference, you know, other than, like... Like, I know the difference between CB and amateur band, you know, but, like, at the same time, it's... It just seems like a better version of what I have. You know, it's not the Yoda van. It's not him, like, IRCing while driving down I-76, you know? Or, like, crazy stuff like that. That's...
Well, those were the good old days.
He still does it sometimes. You know, that was the Yoda van experience. I couldn't even get mad at him. I'm like, even if you hit me while I'm on 76, like, I would be honored. Because, like, that's so ballsy, you know? And he's never hit anyone. He's never gotten into a single accident from it. Which is just astounding. Why did I bring him up?
It's because you were talking about free...
Oh, right, yeah. That son of a bitch. So, like, I just spent all this time talking about how much I love him. Just, oh, that son of a bitch. No, he, last I heard, he was going to be working on, like antennas, and I've heard nothing back from him, you know? So I'm just like, now I'm in an awkward position, because I don't know what the hell to do. I don't know if he's waiting on me for something, or if, like, he's just busy with other stuff, and, like, I should be waiting on him, you know? But, like, I've done all I can do right now, you know? Like, I have a firmware build kit. I have all that infrastructure set up, you know, all the chat services and all that. I should probably talk about what it actually was supposed to be.
Yeah, everyone's in the dark right now. This is just a conversation between friends.
Like, what the hell is he talking about? So Project Free was...
Is. We're
going
to hold on to it.
You can hold on to it. Do you want to pay for the VPSs?
How many?
Like four.
No.
Okay. That's part of why I want to kill it too, because there's so much infrastructure I built into the back end of it. Project Free /was. We were trying to build a wireless mesh network in Philly, starting in, like, the Kensington area. And it started as, like, a wealth equalizer kind of a thing, you know, like we got pretty involved with NTR, Nonprofit Technology Resources, here in Philadelphia. That's a mouthful, especially at 3 a.m. That's very difficult to say. Nonprofit Technology Resources, because they deserve a clearly enunciated shout out. They're fantastic. Like, they take donations of, like, old laptops and stuff, and they fix them up a little bit, throw new operating systems on them, throw new hard drives in them if they need them, and all sorts of really cool stuff there. So I was thinking about that, and I'm like, alright, so it's really easy to get a decent, you know, like, working, at least, laptop for super cheap. But, like, how many people can actually afford a monthly internet bill? An internet access bill? And, I mean, I barely could. I'm exaggerating, but it was like... At the old place, I was the only one paying for the internet. And, you know, I had, like, an average speed. I telecommuted, but, like... You know, it was good enough. Excuse me. That 3 a.m. So it was like... It was a good enough speed, but, you know, it wasn't, like, a crazy package. But it ended up being, like, something like $60 a month, I think. Dat Comcast, let me tell you.
Yeah. $60 a month for something that's, let's just call it,
yeah,
subpar.
Yeah, I mean, for those who may not be on the east coast of the northeast coast of the U.S., Comcast just is... They're horrible. They bite.
We have Comcast too,
oh, yeah?
Actually.
Yeah. The virus is spreading.
Yeah,
I'm on Verizon much, yeah. Fios now, and I do like it a lot better. You know, it's been much more stable. But it is, you know, a fiber optic technology, so whatever. I guess inherently it would be more stable than a shared coax line. So they were billing us about 60 bucks a month, and like that's like how much one laptop at NTR costs. You know, it's like around 60 bucks, 60 to maybe 100, 120, you know, maybe a little bit more if you want to like put a little bit of grease into it and you know, make it look pretty or whatever. So I'm like, they can't, if they're going to NTR, you know, like what NTR was specifically designed for, like they're not gonna be able to afford that kind of internet bill. So I'm like, all right, no problem. Let's, did you hear that? No, yeah, that's someone train? Scraping snow and ice outside. So, that was creepy. You know, so, like, they can't afford a monthly subscription. So, like, let's, like, I know, like, even with my crappy $60 overpaid internet subscription, like, I still wasn't using my quota, my cap, which Comcast pretty much, by the way, mostly cares about, and Verizon totally really doesn't care about at all. Interesting that I learned that. You know, I was like, that is, so they're capping me, and they're not throttling me, and they don't care. Like, if I go over, so I'm like, all right, that's another reason to love on Verizon a little bit. Verizon Fios, I should say. The Verizon mobile data is a whole different beast. You know, like the 4G LTE and stuff. That's a whole different beast. But we can save that one for a different episode. So anyways, to finish up talking about Project Free, you know, like I was like, all right, well, you know, there's totally an easy way where we can set up like a giant wireless LAN, or I guess a wireless man, you know, like a, they call it, you know, you laugh, but it's a real thing. It's a metro area network.
Metropolitan. I'm going to commit that.
You will never see it again. Trust me on this. Especially if you're not going into the like career, you know, of IT. Yeah, like nobody uses the term, but it's a term. So if you doubt me out there, look it up. It's a real thing. It's MAN, man. So anyways, we have this like wireless man with all these access points linked together into like kind of like a giant spider web, you know, wirelessly on top of rooftops. And the plan was to kind of pull together all the extra bandwidth from people in the area who do have an internet subscription, and then kind of be able to give that back to people who may not be able to afford an internet connection, which is,
so no, is that illegal?
No, I mean, it's not black and white illegal, you know, it's very gray, you know.
Okay.
And illegal is a very loaded term. You know, like, you're probably not gonna have the feds busting down your door unless someone does something on that network that would normally get the feds busting down someone's door. But no, like, in that case, like, that's mostly a private suit, you know, like that's like a civil suit where it's going to be like the ISP versus you. It's not going to be like the state of Pennsylvania versus you, or like the United States of America against you, you know.
Right, fair enough.
So we tried doing that. Didn't work out too well. Mostly because like the antenna, I learned something. Antennas are super picky on the 802.11 bands. Like, it is so incredibly picky. You have to line it just right, you have to point it just right. You know, like, you can use unidirectionals, but they're just a pain. You pretty much have to aim them with like a laser pointer at that distance if you can get that distance, you know. We didn't really have line of sight because it's Philly, you know. You got tall buildings everywhere. And you can't get access to the rooftops of all of them. So you kind of have to, like, think of is there a creative way to get around this? There usually isn't. So you have line of sight problems. You could just do a omnidirectional, but they're, you know, weak as shit. So you got like a block coverage with like a really high quality antenna that you shelled out I don't know how much money for, you know. And we were all funding this out of pocket. Like, I think me and Jim definitely put the most funding into it. And yeah, it all came out of our pockets. So didn't really work out too well. We had a plan. We went in with a plan, but it didn't really happen according to the plan, because I guess some people burned out about the idea before I did, and now I think I'm finally reaching that point where I'm like, you know,
you know, you guys just had some documentation.
Yeah, you were supposed to do that, weren't you?
Yeah.
No, I think the problem like extends far beyond documentation or lack thereof. It's more like people are busy, you know. You gotta incentivize them to volunteer their time. The way NTR does is like NTR has a volunteer program, and the way they do it is if you volunteer helping to put like laptops together and clean them and organize incoming, excuse me. Sorry. Organize like incoming hardware and things like that. You know, you can basically work off your own laptop. You can get your own laptop out of the deal after volunteering so many hours or so many duties or whatever, however they do it. So that works.
Yeah, you don't have anything.
Yeah, I mean,
really
like, what are we gonna do? Like, oh, you get good feeling. By the way, can we borrow a couple bucks for the next antenna? You know, like, it doesn't really work out that well. So that was probably the one thing I learned the most about it. And I still want to, I don't know, find a way of not letting all the fucking work and R&D I put into this dying. You know, like, I don't want it to die. So I want to find a way to, like, at least, like, share the info. But, I mean, it's probably all out of date anyways. Except for, like, the web client, the Ajax web client for the XMPP server, the Jabber server.
Oh yeah, I remember those struggles.
I mean, that was a pain in my ass, but like, the good news is I got a lot of bug fixes in, or not bug fixes, bug reports into like the developers of all those different libraries that I was using, because all of them were broken. But at least now, hopefully, at least one of them will not be broken anymore. So, I mean, I guess that's, you know, and I try and file bug reports when I can, but, like, what else am I going to do? You know, like, I don't really code. I can bash myself, like, out of the wall, you know? No pun intended. You know, like, I can bash in circles around most people, but Python, I'm super weak in. C, I don't know. Fuck all of C, you know. I could probably read it and get an idea of what's going on, but like, I could never sit down and write in C.
Yeah, no, that's fair enough. I'm becoming mm-hmm. more proficient in Python. That was actually like the first language I ever touched, and just kind of got away from me for other things. I was on my C# kick for a long time.
I remember that.
Yeah, but now a lot of open source genomics software exists, and almost all of it is written in Python. So that's a lot of what I deal with at work now.
So they finally moved away from the fucking mono bullshit.
Well, I mean, I'm sure mono still exists in some capacity, but I just haven't used it. I mean, I don't even know anything that uses it anymore. GnomeDo, whatever it's called now. I don't even know. What's it called now?
Still around?
I think it just has a different name. Gnome Do.
Alright, everyone's going to get to hear how loud my mechanical keyboard is here.
Yeah, it's... for those of you who don't know, Gnome Do is a launcher for Gnome, essentially. And it is written in C#, which is primarily a language that we would associate with Windows.
But there's a port to
Linux that's... Okay, well, you know. Stubborn old people will be stubborn old men.
I am absolutely a stubborn old man, and I will be the first to admit that.
Yeah, so Mono is a library that ports C# essentially to Linux.
Dude's still around. I don't think they changed the name.
Yeah. No, I thought that they did, but maybe it forked at some point. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I just sent you the link.
Oh, yeah, okay. I was actually on that. My keyboard just wasn't loud enough, so you couldn't hear me.
Which is weird, because it was super loud, like, all the time up to here.
Well, I put my keyboard cover on.
Yeah.
So that helps a lot.
I should get a keyboard cover.
Yeah, maybe.
Oh, man, I didn't even get to talk about... we're already, like, 51 minutes in.
I know, we're getting pretty long at this point.
I think it's about time we close it up. Up next time. Next time, because I wasn't going to talk about it this time, but we ran a little bit over.
Well, we got off on a lot of...
You know what? I think there's going to be a lot of that, and I think as long as we don't try to keep a very rigid topic schedule, we'll be okay. This is what we do. I go on a lot of tangents. So I guess next time, I wasn't going to talk about it this time, but next time we'll talk about Heartbleed, Shellshock, and Ghost. See if we can do like some kind of autopsy there, because that was a mess. I'm still exhausted from it. It's been like weeks, and I'm still exhausted from it.
Well, I mean, depending how many systems you look over, that's a lot of patching. And at least in the case of Ghost, you actually had to reboot, which was a huge hassle.
Yeah, that was...
I mean, we have jobs that run for weeks at a time, and it was like, okay, we're going to reboot now.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you guys have you got clusters, right? Is that what you run there?
Yeah, okay. We've got clusters.
Yeah, we have Foxyprox, like... We do the Foxy Proxy browser plugins, but we also we also offer like services, like proxy as a service, and we also do VPN. So we do like PopTop and OpenVPN, which is awesome. But we've got nodes all over the world. And every single one has to be patched and rebooted. And it's a hassle. It's a big, big deal. I don't have to deal with that anymore, because like one of the junior sysadmins is taking care of the rest for me. Thank goodness. But like, I had to be there like on the front lines, and that was... Ugh. that was fun. So,
So next time we're going to talk about those things. We'll probably dish out some other stuff. I don't know if it's decided what
I can.
We're
I can say the next couple items on my list in order, but that doesn't necessarily guarantee that's what we'll be talking about.
Got your list
I have the security review, virtualization, and VPS providers and hosting. That'll be great. That's like a.
Yeah, that could actually be it.
Yeah, that's a nice little bundle. That's something I know a lot about. About having to do, because I have servers all over the world.
That will just be more of Brent talking, and I'll just sit here.
I know,
occasionally
you should like speak up.
Ask a dumb question. Well, I mean, I didn't work at a VPS provider or two like you did.
Yeah, that's true. And now I work at a place that, like, you know, we have to source servers all over the world, so. Finding like colos and DCs and all sorts of crazy countries, like Peru, for instance, and Egypt, and, you know, like all over the world, trying to find colos and data centers there. It's a fun game. fun game.
I can
all
see
right,
it.
So it's now 55 minutes. We're 10 minutes over. I'm going to call it quits. Thank you all for listening.
Yep, I'm done.
Listening.
It's time for bed.
That's how tired I'm getting. Listening.
Yeah, that's how you know.
Thank you for listening. You'll be able to find this at sysadministrivia.com. This is Brent.
And I'm Jonathan.
And you'll have a great time.